From the nation's capital. To honor America with the performance of the national anthem, 8-time Grammy Award winner, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, oh, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and
and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, April 14th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And usually on Fridays we try to keep it light. I think it's not going to be light today. It's an interesting time in our history. You got one guy running for president who says, you know, it's time to shut the FBI down. You got another guy running for president who sounds like he's picking up where his uncle left off, and the firing of folks like Alan Dulles. And so it's a very interesting moment in American history. Daniel Webster said some interesting things. I am committed against everything which in my judgment may weaken, endanger, or destroy the Constitution, and especially against all extension of executive power. And I am committed against any attempt to rule the free people of this country by the power and the patronage of the government itself. He also said it is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. Don't we hear about that? Like Mom always said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters. And we certainly see that these days. We'll get into that in a little bit. We have enemies in our midst. And in addition to Daniel Webster, you know, I think of Abraham Lincoln and his Lyceum address. Is it Is it China that plagues us? Is it from some foreign land that we may face danger? I don't think nearly as much as the danger that is embedded here like a tick. So, like Lincoln said in his Lyceum address, shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. And it seems that the Milgram experiment and perhaps the Ash conformity experiment in particular are having their perfect result. And there are others, you know, there's the Stanford Prison Experiment, the issue of Ponerology, and the Lucifer effect, as Philip Zimbardo would call it. I think it's a symptom of a broader problem. And we will perhaps at least touch on that today with some of the stuff that we're playing. Yesterday we played an excerpt from the talk that Naomi Wolf gave last month at Hillsdale College. And that was as part of Hillsdale College's 2022-2023 CCA, and we've played these clips before from the Center for Constructive Alternatives at Hillsdale College, inviting different speakers and things to talk about some of the challenges that we face. This season, this final series of lectures, CCA 4, was titled Big Pharma and was convened last month, March 5th through 8th. Included Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mentioned this yesterday. Naomi Wolf, Jordan Satchel, John Abramson, Brian T. Kennedy, and Gerald Posner. Which is sort of interesting. As a brief aside, you can visit republicbroadcasting.org and see the latest book drive, the spring book drive, which started on Resurrection Day, Sunday. Some people call it Easter. And so this book is The Final Judgment, The Missing Link in the JFK Assassination Conspiracy by Michael Collins Piper. And on the back cover, you can see it says, yes, you can judge a book by its critics. There are a number of endorsements, but there is one that's, let's see, the criticism outlandish by Gerald Posner. And the footnote here says the CIA-sponsored author of Case Closed, who claims Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone assassin. Yes, serial plagiarist Gerald Posner was at this CCA, this installment of Hillsdale College's CCA, talking about Big Pharma and the opioid epidemic. He is a notorious serial plagiarist, but In any case, Bobby Kennedy Jr. spoke on the first day. Naomi Wolf spoke on the second day. We played an excerpt from Naomi Wolf's lecture yesterday. We'll play some more of that today, I think. And but, you know, speaking of Hillsdale College as sort of a beacon of free speech and American ideals, you kind of hear that from the folks giving the lectures, Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Naomi Wolf in particular, as opposed to all of the institutions that were tyrannical in supporting COVID restrictions and lockdowns and vaccine mandates. Hillsdale was a lone holdout. And so there is this rush to celebrate Hillsdale. And I would say not so fast. Because if you look at the classical liberal arts core, you will see, I think, evidence of the same Western esoteric germ that brought us here. And we've been creeping this direction for a long time with eugenics in this country, and those things are still happening. We have Planned Parenthood installations all over the country, and that's not about healthcare. It's not about, you know, if it's, I mean, it's Orwellian language. If it's about women's reproductive rights, it's about the, you know, the right of the people who don't think that there should be, you know, more of certain of us to do away with someone else's reproductive rights, which is a weird turn of phrase anyway. I don't even like the turn of phrase. So they are eugenics outlets. And we have all of these institutions like the Gates Foundation, for example, that have used to be population control. Now it's family planning. Tomato, tomato. At least that's what Lori Schwab Zabin said. And population control is a naughty word. We don't say that anymore. It's family planning. So we're planning for you that you don't need to have a family. That's the family planning it is. And then, of course, a society that will murder innocent unborn children wholesale and tax its people to do so and pretend that somehow that is not horrifying obviously has some deep-seated issue. So I think if you look at the liberal arts core and you look at those names, I actually did a post, whenever that was, on Twitter. And mentioned there's a crossover of names. The list in the Hillsdale College classical liberal arts degree or curriculum and these names that are kind of the shall we say the continuation of the Western esoteric impulse. So this was back in October of last year. The entire Western intellectual current since Gutenberg's press is patently ungodly, from Plato to Bacon to Henry Sr. and William James. It's infected with the ancient Gnostic germ, which is what? Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Swedenborg, Spinoza, Machiavelli, Goethe, Saint Germain, obviously, Garibaldi, Mazzini, Marx, Schopenhauer, Russell, Jung, Nietzsche, Freud, all those guys, Descartes, Schelling, Hegel, Fichte, Bemi, Habermas, and all of the cultural Marxists, Pascal, Leibniz, Kant, Pythagoras, Chardin, Foucault, Comte, Durkheim, Mill, Saint-Simon, Owen, Fourier, Popper, Buber, Webb, all these guys, the folks that we celebrate in Western intellectual currents, and back, you know, on back from there. It's not just the last 500 years. It's, but in particular, since the, you know, since the creation of Johannes Gutenberg's movable type printing press around 1450, we've had a concentration of these folks and a particular bent that has been, a particular agenda that has been advanced. And it is the reemergence of the Genesis 11 great work, the great unfinished work. And there are too many people. We need to get rid of a lot of these people. The ones that are supportive, that's great. We need to get them all chanting in unison. But the rest got to go. And you know what? Even the ones that are in support probably have too many of those. We've got to get rid of them pretty soon. Also, you should play that Zbigniew Brzezinski clip. It is easier, is it infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control them? That's kind of the operative concept. You know, easy to control people, easier to kill them. These kinds of statements, they sort of mark and litter the landscape. In fact, see if we can do that real fast. Old school bad guys of Zbigniew Brzezinski. It's easier to kill a million people than to control them. You know, the first time that I heard the word neologism was when he mentioned it. And he did it, he mentioned it, did so in his patently Machiavellian and duplicitous sort of way. Can we play that clip, please? Is it big new?
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
So, you know, you ask yourself who sits around and thinks these things and then is glibly appreciative that he is remembered as saying these things. Who sits around and says these kinds of things? It's psychopaths. If you listen to Bobby Kennedy Jr. talking about the Event 201 scenario, which we might probably get to it he says something that makes sense. You know, if they're going to do the scenario planning, then you would think they're going to make sure that we have, you know, healthcare facilities and things in place. And it wasn't really that. Some people might try to make that argument because there's a little bit of window dressing to that effect. But really, it's all about imposing totalitarian control. And that's what that is the recurrent theme. That's the resonant theme throughout all of the scenario planning. Well, no wonder scenario planning is born out of, you know, the military-industrial complex. It's wargaming. And ultimately, it's not the invisible enemy. It's not the virus, for example, that's the enemy. And as folks have noted, you know, that's why we don't need the military training law enforcement. Because the military's job is to neutralize the threat, as they say, to kill the threat. And that is not the approach that you want in law enforcement any more than healthcare. But that's what we have. And so if we're honest and we look back, I think that we are confronted by a troubling reality. And that is the Western esoteric impulse. Okay. So, you know, this is the hard reality. Speaking of Resurrection Sunday, Easter, that is sort of the epitome. That holiday typifies the duality of our history and our cognitive dissonance, quite frankly. The Bible tells us in several places, you know, James in particular, the opening of the first chapter of James says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Why? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." But what kind of faith is this? "Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." That sounds wonderful. "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." That sounds encouraging. "But he must ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." The one who doubts. "For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." The one who doubts, which is tantamount to unbelief, and you see, you know, in the book of Revelation, for example, that the fearful and unbelieving, it, you know, doesn't go well in the final analysis for the fearful and unbelieving. And that's what doubt is. Do you trust him? Well, then this is good news. But if you don't, that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. That's the idea. To keep the masses unstable, to neutralize them effectively through cognitive dissonance. This is one strategy. So the Christian ought to say, what do eggs and bunnies have to do with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? And some people do. And it's not that we need to be legalistic and heavy-handed and those kinds of things. That's not the point. The point is, what do you believe and why? Doesn't mean that we need to, you know, start attacking, you know, things that are somewhat circumstantial and arguably irrelevant, at least in terms of having some kind of beneficial impact on society. Better that we just resolve ourselves to know what we believe and why. So, speaking of that, there are enemies, traitors in our midst. Speaking of knowing what we believe and why, we played the clip yesterday. Can we play that Bill Gates clip again, the Innovating to Zero clip? Is that possible? It's on too. I posted it on too. Above the Zbigniew.
This is something that has to get to zero. Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The population number has to get pretty, one of these has to get pretty near to zero. The one, the all the others are dependent on the one. And so here we are now. The atrocities that have occurred over the last, you know, many months, couple, few years. Anyway, last but not least, Yuval Noah Harari, Workplace Automation and the Useless Class. Go ahead, please.
So we may be facing, in the 21st century, a completely new kind of inequality, which we have never seen before in human history. On the one hand, the emergence of a new upgraded elite of superhumans enhanced by bioengineering and brain-computer interfaces and things like that. And on the other hand, a new massive useless class, a class that has no military or economic usefulness and therefore also no political power.
And so, what do you do with useless things? You know, that's the implication. It's worse than social Darwinism, because we're all just algorithms. We're just bits, and, you know. Maybe these people are serious. Maybe we should take them seriously. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Biden's budget proposal is out. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Liberty Lighthouse Wellness, my brand new Made in America supplement line. Find them in the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com. President Biden's budget suggests increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, ensuring that, quote, large corporations pay their fair share, end quote. The administration estimates this would generate $1.326 trillion in revenue. Sure, increasing corporate tax might raise federal revenue. It also might cause corporations to fire employees to make up the difference. A 7% increase in corporate tax may also cause the cost of everything that you buy to go up by 7%. After all, an inconvenient truth is that only consumers pay taxes. Biden is also attempting to roll back part of the Trump tax cuts. And remember that promise? No tax increases for anyone earning less than $400,000. Well, we all knew it was a lie, but rolling back a cut is the same thing as an increase. Hopefully, the House of Representatives won't take the $6.8 trillion budget proposal seriously. Ah, crap. That means all of our hope lies in Kevin McCarthy's hands. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Hashem. Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Welcome back. We probably just need to dive into this stuff. So there are a couple of the enemies, one domestic, the other foreign, respectively. But, you know, it's all kind of the same thing. And there are as many of those domestic critters as there are the foreign ones. And if we, you know, we got our heads screwed on straight and we could shake the cognitive dissonance, I think that instead of finding something or other humorous in Bill Gates' remarks, we would maybe think he means what he says. And when you start thinking, well, maybe he's talking about me. Maybe he's talking about my kids and my grandkids. It starts to be a lot less funny and a lot more suspicious. So I think I'm kind of going back and forth. You know, where do we start with all of this? And I think what we'll do is maybe we'll start with Bobby Kennedy Jr. Undoubtedly, you did not hear this. Maybe we'll do that and we'll come back to Naomi Wolf. I don't know. I think so. Maybe we'll mix it up a little bit. And kind of see what happens. So we'll do that. See how that goes. We're going to play, you know, eventually we'll get back to the Naomi Wolf stuff. First, I think we'll start with Bobby Kennedy Jr. But when we play these, I think really especially Naomi Wolf's talk, again, this is, you know, these are excerpts from the Hillsdale College 2022-2023 CCA 4 session. And again, that's, you know, CCA is Center for Constructive Alternatives. What are we going to do in the midst of this insanity? They have these sessions that they hold. And folks speak. So as we play excerpts, particularly, you know, if you listen, you can go to Hillsdale College and watch these. It's the page is titled "What's in?" Well, no, that's not right. It's the first talk comes up. You go to, yeah, it automatically redirects to the first talk. CCA 4 Big Pharma, March 5 through 8, Hillsdale College, and it. When you go to the page, it actually takes you to the first talk, John Abramson, the first one that they have in their list of the way that they have them set up. And I'm not sure why they did it this way. They're not in chronological order. John Abramson's talk is first in their list. So anyway, you can listen to these. And the thing that the point that I want to sort of emphasize here is, again, I mean, it's Friday. We try to be somewhat lighthearted. If you listen to these, particularly Naomi Wolf's talk, and you find yourself suddenly weeping uncontrollably, don't be surprised. That's a normal, healthy response to the horrors that you hear. And, you know, we should all be angry and outraged at ourselves that we have allowed this to occur. And, you know, how come nobody said anything? There were warnings. I mean, I remember, I should dig up the clips, you know, some of the things that Del Bigtree was doing where I felt like he was really, you know, having a sort of come to Jesus moment, realizing, oh my gosh, this is much bigger than I think they're trying to, you know. I remember there are a couple of his, the High Wire episodes that he did where they were like back-to-back weeks, basically. And he would say, in one week, he said something like, they're trying to make an obscene fortune, like trillions of dollars. And then the next week, he said, it's much bigger than that. I think they're trying to kill millions or more people. I think this is like a Georgia Guidestones moment. So there were people that were saying things right from the beginning. But because of this cognitive dissonance that I mentioned earlier, that we have been plagued by, well, you know, somebody would say something. No, that's the Ash conformity experiment at work. Everybody looks around and, you know, well, nobody seems to be horrified and outraged. And everybody that was, you know, speaking of Del Bigtree, you haven't seen or heard any of his stuff lately, unless you're going and looking for it, because, you know, they were completely deplatformed, as they say. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everything. I'm sure deranked in search algorithms, even though the content is wildly popular. I wonder why that is. There were people saying things. You know, Journeyman Pictures Perspectives on the Pandemic was a great series. It was some of the most courageous folks at the time. The experts who were courageous enough not to sit idly by and watch the horrors unfold, but to say, this is wrong. And they were all vilified in the establishment press. Naomi Wolf mentions in her talk, as we have mentioned many times on this network, that Bill Gates, through the Gates Foundation, spent $319 million during this period to buy up media. And he wasn't the only one. So, you know, what does $319 million buy you? Influence. And a unilateral narrative. Flooding the zone, perhaps. Gaslighting the truth. So, it's high time that we take a real honest, sobering look in the mirror, if it's not too late already, because there is so much collateral damage that's been done. Anyway, a little bit of Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s talk during Hillsdale College's CCA for Big Pharma, his talk on March 5th, titled Anthony Fauci and the Public Health Establishment. A little excerpt. We're going to jump in around 32 minutes, I think. So go ahead, please.
All these liberal democracies suddenly pivoted and imposed these totalitarian controls, which were irrational, that were not scientifically valid, that, you know, had been discredited, etc. Lockdowns, and they went after, of course, to keep us from complaining or talking about them or questioning them. They imposed censorship from day one. And, you know, the founders, specifically Hamilton, Madison, Adams, said we put freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all the other amendments are dependent on it. Because if you give a government the right to silence their opponents, they now have a license for any atrocity, and they'll start getting rid of all the amendments. So what do? As soon as they could censor us, they went after the other part of the First Amendment, which is freedom of worship. They closed all the churches in the country for a year without any scientific citation, with no, you know, regulatory process, no democracy. There's no. I've been suing government for 40 years for not doing public hearings, for not doing an environmental impact statement when they're going to you know, pass a regulation. They got to do an environmental impact statement and show the costs and benefits. Who's going to get hurt? They have to list all the scientific studies. And by the way, you can do it in an emergency and still be doing the environmental impact, still do the democracy while you're, you know, locking people down if it's an emergency, but you can't stop the democracy. Then there's notice and comment rulemaking. So everybody gets to read it. They have to publish their proposed rule. They have to give people 60 or 30 or 90 days to comment on it. They have to respond to all those comments. So if somebody, you know, if you're passing a mask mandate and I own a kayak company and I say if I make my clients wear masks, they're going to drown, you have to respond, the government has to respond. And they usually do it by saying, well, we're going to give you an exemption because you're outdoor, you're in the sun, we want you there getting healthy. But there was nothing like that. It was just everybody do it. And there was no notice and comment rulemaking. And then they go after the part three of the First Amendment, which is freedom of assembly, by making us all, you know, social distance. And then they go after the Fifth Amendment property rights. They close 3.3 million businesses with no due process, no just compensation. Just one guy who's been in there for 50 years saying, you know, masks don't work, 1 week, and 2 weeks later, everybody put one on. And it's just completely the definition of arbitrary and capricious. Not a single scientific citation ever for 2 years. And then they went after jury trials. Here's what the Seventh Amendment says. No American shall be denied the right of a trial before a jury of their peers in case their controversy is exceeding $25 in value. That's it. There's no pandemic exception. And by the way, the founders knew all about pandemics. There were two epidemics during the Revolutionary War. There was an epidemic that decimated the armies of Virginia with malaria. And then there was a smallpox epidemic that totally debilitated Benedict Arnold's army when he took Montreal. If it weren't for that epidemic, Canada would be part of the United States today because we took Montreal. But that because they didn't have the manpower because of the epidemic, they had to withdraw. And between the end of the Revolution and the writing of the Constitution, there were at least two or three really serious epidemics every year, smallpox, yellow fever, in all of our cities, cholera, that killed tens of thousands of people. So the founders knew all about epidemics. But they didn't put an exemption in the Constitution. So, and they, you know, of course, they went after the Fourth Amendment, prohibitions against warrantless searches and seizures, and we all have to, you know, give our medical information before we go into a bowling alley or a public building. Really, like, they got rid of every one of the first 10 amendments, except for the Second Amendment. It's the only one that was left intact. And, you know, and so I looked at this and I said, how did this happen? Because it's not just happening here. It's happening all over the world. And that and the information in the last chapter of my book was to me the most shocking revelation. Because what I found was, you know, I saw this event 201. And raise your hand if you know what event 201 was. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Event 201 was a pandemic simulation, a coronavirus pandemic simulation that took place in October of 2019. Nobody had ever heard of coronavirus till January. So that's 3 months later. In October, we now know that coronavirus was already circulating in September, so the month before, in Wuhan. But nobody knew about it. And yet they had a coronavirus pandemic simulation in New York City hosted by Bill Gates and Avril Haines, the former deputy director of the CIA who did all of the Guantanamo Bay cover-up. She is like the cover-up queen. And they do a simulation. And who else is there? George Gayo, the head of Chinese CDC, so, who obviously knows the coronavirus is circulating. He is the world's coronavirus expert. He's also the head of the CDC in China. And then they had all of the social media platforms were there, the big insurance companies, Johnson & Johnson, the big pharma companies, and they meet for 2 days. And they have four seminars, and each one is faking this, you know, coronavirus is spreading across the world. And they simulate, they don't say, okay, we got vitamin D to everybody.
We're headed into a break.
Make sure everybody gets exercise and gets out of their house.
Yeah. This guy's running for president, and you ain't even heard nothing yet. Stick around, we'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. So, well, I don't want to truncate it, but maybe we could play another minute or two of Bobby Kennedy Jr. Should we do that? Can we do that, please?
And each one is faking this. You know, coronavirus is spreading across the world. And they simulate. They don't say, okay, we got vitamin D to everybody, and we got to make sure everybody gets exercise and gets out of their house and gets healthy and, you know, builds their immune system. And you know, there's none of that. And zinc and, you know, all the things. We got to figure out early treatments. We got to use the computer, the internet to connect all 15 million doctors, frontline doctors around the world, so that we know when they treat people what's working, what's not, and we're constantly upgrading the protocols. That's what they should have been doing. That's not what they were doing. They were working on ways to use the coronavirus pandemic as a pretense for clamping down totalitarian controls globally. And, you know, they talk about in some of these concentration camps and all of this stuff. But here, that the last simulation on the fourth day, George Gayo and Avril Haines from the CIA are talking, they have a soliloquy about how do we clamp down, stop people from saying this came from a lab leak. So they're saying that. This is in October of 2019. And they say, well, we got to get the social media companies to censor them and deplatform them and all this. You can go on YouTube and watch this tonight. It's called Event 201, and this is the fourth section of it. Oh, and people knew about that, you know, who were looking at this like me. And from almost the beginning, but then I started doing a deep dive when I was writing the book, and I found out that was not a one-off. And I describe in that book, I found about 20 of these that they had been doing since 2001. And they're all scripted by the CIA. And all of them include top-level officials like James Woolsey, the deputy director of the CIA, Taro O'Toole. All of them have senior CIA officials. Many of them have famous people who kind of give an imprimatur of legitimacy to what they're doing, like Madeleine Albright or Tom Daschle or, you know, Bill Gates and a lot of them, and Gro Brundtland from the, you know, from the WHO, people who are respected, and they end up drilling, each one of them is drilling the imposition of totalitarian controls. They're collectively, they have names like Dark Winter and Crimson.
We're going to have to pause it there because we're headed into the, this guy's running for president. You may have heard of his uncle. These are interesting times. Probably play a little bit more of that, but we're going to get back to Naomi Wolf's talk also. These are interesting times. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.